gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. Once again, the powers that be have screwed up my Skype right before we come on air, but that doesn't mean anything else what's going on. Let me just say this to you. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and that is all there is to it. Alright? Our Father art in heaven, you know, gave his only begotten Son to come down here and to wash your sins clean with his blood. But you got to be ready to repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on this planet is going to, you ain't going to believe it. You ain't going to see it. And men's hearts are going to fail them. And what is coming on the earth, all right? Now, I'll tell you what. The Red Queen is now dead. The Red Queen is now dead. And isn't it interesting, though, that 2 days and 3 days, whatever it had been, I think it was 2 days. 2 days before, we have the abomination of desolation shows up in the White House to the delight of all of the media, okay? So isn't that interesting? It's almost like Lucifer gave him the call and said, hey, if you're still interested in that job, perhaps you need to go out and show yourself right now at this time and get ready for what's coming, because the queen is going to pass, all right? She sat up and gave her last handshake to the last British Prime Minister, this Truss woman, but they keep pronouncing it as Trust on TV, Truss. And they keep saying the T silently, kind of like to make you, oh, you have to trust her. So I don't know. I asked Lord Jesus, I said, Lord, I'm going to open the Bible. You open me to the Bible, to the place that you want me to do. And I flipped it open, and here it was. And guess what it was? At the top of the page on this particular Bible, Revelation 17, 6. Okay, well, actually, it starts with 17:5, the previous page. Okay, that's where it starts, but let's see. And upon her forehead was the name written, Mystery Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. Ah, the seven heads and ten horns. European Union, perhaps? The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go unto perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. And when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is, and he is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, and five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not even is the eighth, and is of the seventh, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns, which thou sawest, are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. And they shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that were with him are called and are chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the horses are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues, and the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and to give their kingdoms unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is the great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Now, let me tell you something. It's quite interesting because we talk about New York, but I'm going to tell you, we also can talk about London. Because what's interesting, and most people do not know, is that most of the large money center banks in New York City are owned by banks in the city of London, okay? The city of London has its own gates, which are on the gates, and they're dragon gates. They're of dragons, okay? And what's contained within the city of London is the property of the crown, of the city of London and the crown, you see. It has nothing to do with Great Britain and is not a part of London itself. It's a separate entity and separate political entity from the government itself. It's where the financial structures are at. It's where all of the money is at. And those banks there still own the majority in a lot of the banks in New York City, which people think, well, that's an American bank. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're owned by the British. They're owned by the city of London. They're owned by the crown. They're owned by those people, all right? And consequently, it's just real interesting that we do see now the abomination of desolation comes back into the White House with all the twittering birds and all the stuff just loving him up to put their beautiful he and Michael's pictures in the row. It's going to have her picture in the row next to him there, and all that's quite interesting. And isn't it also interesting that where Obama really was born, perhaps Kenya, all right? Possibly Kenya, but certainly some say that's where it was, all right? Well, Kenya basically has been part of the Commonwealth, the British own Kenya, okay? So also, you don't know is that almost every president that's been elected president, Trump I'm not as sure about, but I think he's probably still got some royal blood in there. But most everybody who's ever been president of the United States has been, has basically bloodlines through from the British royal family, or I should say Saxe Coburg Gotha, related to this queen. So it's kind of going to be very interesting now. It's like 70 years she's been the queen. And then when I go back and I look at certain people, and people say, well, perhaps there she's a reptilian, and that family's reptilian, all right? The bloodline families and all of that. Well, then what you're going to see is something really strange, I think, appear here, because you're going to have new power structures on this planet that are going to take place here pretty quick. And because of that, you're going to have to be ready. And you need to be ready like yesterday or 2 days ago, you know? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Get a cup of coffee and drink a little bit. So, there's all kind of stuff going on. And one of the things is just really off the top, the White House ordered 100 million, old Red China Joe, ordered 100 million new at-home COVID-19 tests. You think there's going to be another outbreak? I can almost guarantee you that there will, almost. I can't guarantee it, but there's a high probability they're going to release some new variant or some new thing, and perhaps even something that's got bird flu relationships or Lassa fever, Ebola, or Zika, or Nika, or, you know, little Thumbelina. Who knows what the name is going to be of the next one, all right? But I'm going to tell you. I had information last week. I forgot to tell you on the air. I don't think I did last Friday. But I had information from somebody who knows. It's one of the doctors that is so important, has been so important over the last few years, has been connected. A female doctor who had information from her colleagues in California that Gavin Newsom called in all the big honchos of the medical community in California a week or so ago and told them, he did not ask them or ask them what they thought, he told them that there's going to be a release, a new major epidemic of the COVID coming up in the fall or early winter this year, and that they must get ready for all of it right now. Get ready for all of it, and that lockdowns are going to be more stringent than before. Okay, that fits in with all the stuff we're seeing. If you've read anything about the wildfires on the West Coast and all of that in different places, how you're going to have all the electricity shut down and being shut down in California. And then the possibility because of fires that in Oregon, 40,000 people are going to be shut down pretty quick with the electricity there. And I'm talking to people and still in the areas in Northern California, and there's still those who believe, hats out to the old stagecoach stop, because Lord Jesus is with you and is still providing because of your strength and love of him. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get right with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, or you ain't going to make it through this thing. You got to have the power of the blood of Jesus. You're going to make it through. Now, we've got all this stuff going on, and then at the same time, there's some things that are quiet in some respects. Some things that are quiet. All your money and a lot of your weapons and everything are going to Ukraine, so that we can have Ukraine get in a war with Russia and start us out. But at the same time, you see, right where Belarus is getting ready to have drills 20 miles from the border, military drills 20 miles from the border with Ukraine, they're also right next to Poland. Well, I can tell you that in those woods right off that border of Belarus, that we got a whole lot of United States military right in there. And I'll tell you what, we got Rangers and different stuff and all kind of strong, tough infantry there. We got them in Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. We got the Marine Amphibious Group up in there. We got all kind of stuff going on. All of the people that I think went to a certain place last week for Hal Turner, I saw after he even announced that already that the C-130s, I thought they had already probably gone before he found that out, and that they were in England, that they're now going down into Europe because the C-130s were rolling wild last Friday. And down into Europe from, you can like walk across the water on them. Almost, it seems like it just, there's so many on the charts and the different stuff and the different videos of it and all of that. But if you're going to have a situation and then the Ukrainian minister says, don't discount that there might be a military exchange of nuclear weapons between Ukraine and Russia, okay? But he says, that doesn't have to mean that the whole thing goes up. Well, yeah, it does. The minute somebody uses nukes, I'm going to tell you, it's going to go wild weasel all over the planet. Because, you see, the Luciferian scumbags, Lucy and his minions, his fallen angels and the minions in the banks, which have run up the bills on everything and all of that, they're going to destroy this planet and they're going to try to kill about 7 billion people as quickly as they possibly can. And I'm going to tell you what, you've seen Deagle Report, D-E-A-G-E-L Report, that we talked about for years, Brother Quayle and I and others. And the Deagle Report says by 2025, we're going to have at least less than one-third of the people in this country. The first one that they put out said about 50 million, all right, left in the United States. And then they came back out and revised that a little bit to kind of, because it got found out that people were watching this and all of it. And then it said 100 million. And then it listed the GDP as being like, you know, zilch compared to what it is now. So you see, this thing is getting ready to go bye-bye. Getting ready to go bye-bye, and the only thing that's going to save you is your preparation, and the first preparation is to get right with the Lord Jesus, to ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior. And that one he tells you in John 14, you see when he tells you that you want to see him, you want him to be manifest to you, read John 14. And the thing that you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus, he will do. All right, but you're going to need him, and if you don't have him, I don't know where you're going to be. And, you know, that's the way it is. But if you believe it on him, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven if you lose your life here. Now, the water systems are all wonky and goopy. We got nuclear war about ready to go. Do you think maybe that you could get some potassium iodate or potassium iodate pills? You better get some. Potassium iodate or potassium iodide. You can look them up and you can get them online, or you can maybe get them in your in a pharmacy locally. It just depends. Maybe in a Whole Foods or something like that, they might have some of that. I also know that you can get from Whole Foods, you can get the liquid iodine stuff that you can put so many drops into your water and what have you. You can do it, some of it that way. That has potassium iodide, I believe, in it as well, from the kelp sources and that kind of stuff. So now, you're talking about all this power grid going to go out, and then in Switzerland, if you have your furnace, if you have your home temperature above 66 degrees in winter, they're going to arrest you in Switzerland. Well, I tell you what, the Swiss ought to go buy another 1,000 rounds of ammunition themselves then, because I tell you, I go 68, and if necessary, I go 66, if that's the way it is, but I'm not going to let somebody tell me how I can keep my house warm or cool or what have you. No way. They're destroying, if you go to naturalnews.com, Health Ranger is one of his sites. You can look, I think it also is up at stevequayle.com, Steve Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. And you can see one of the stories. Let's see if I've still got it clicked. I didn't have it. Let's see here. Okay, yeah, here it is right here, Natural News. It is up at stevequayle.com. Force majeure. Massive global shutdowns are now underway for metal smelting and operations covering iron, copper, nickel, aluminum, zinc, and steel, you see. They're shutting down the smelting plants and all the deals. Plastics and different things are going to be impacted. So, I mean, it's going to be all these shutdowns, and that's going on worldwide, okay? It's the dismantling of the total infrastructure. We've got also, what do we know we have here? We know we have the food processing plants are being destroyed everywhere in the United States and across the world. We have the lack of fertilizer and the agriculture, and then with the weather weapons. The weather weapons. You know, Brother Quayle had a weather book. I don't know if they still got any, but you ought to check with him at 406-586-4840. And you ought to check and see if Steve's got it, or go to stevequayle.com and look at his book section and go there. 586-4840. So anyway, Brother Quail, you tell them old Hawk sent you, and let them know that Hawk said to get your weather book if there's any more of them left. Weather Wars, all right? But if not, you can go and look at different sites on the Weather Wars, chemtrails, you know, different things like that. I think that Dane Wigginton guy, Steve, puts his stories up a lot of times. But you better understand that all this weather is not natural. And they're destroying the farmlands with the droughts and all of the stuff and the floods. Where the water's not supposed to be in great quantity, they're putting it there. Where it needs to be in greater quantity, they're removing it. And that's happening worldwide, okay? Worldwide, and that is the way that is. And so you're sitting here, and when old Hawk has been telling you for 18 years, you better get another can of Chunky Soup or Progresso Soup or any more beef stew or Mountain House or Wise or whatever it is. You can better believe I've told you now for 18 years because the Lord put it on my heart to do so back then. So you can still do whatever you can do. If you do not have the ability to do it, try to get one more can of Progresso Soup. I looked up on the shelf today and I saw, you know, chicken and noodles, Progresso chicken and noodles. I saw Chunky Soup, which was like chicken and chicken, zesty chicken and sausage, you know, there's all kind of stuff. The beef barley soup, I love it. Clam chowders, all the kind of stuff. So even if you don't eat beef, you can find something with chicken in it. I also would tell you, get the little cans of the, which are very nice, clean chicken breasts, the Swanson. They're like the size of a small tuna can. You can get those Swanson chicken breast cans. Why, you can do so. They don't have hardly any kind of, they don't have preservatives in them, and they're about 99.9%, no fat, and it's just pure chicken breast, okay? Excellent stuff. Also, the albacore tunas. The albacore tunas in water, get those, okay? You can get also still the pink salmon and stuff in the cans out of Alaska, all right? And I'm going to tell you, say, well, I like fresh food, Hawk. Well, what do you think is going to happen when the power grid goes down and there ain't no food stores left? Then you're going to want something besides beans, you know? And I'm suggesting to you to get the soups which have the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables, and the broth already in them. I'm suggesting that because that's quick and easy to do. And if you've got $3, you can go get one. So $3 is a meal for one person per day. If you got four people, you're going to need $12 a day. All right? But if you can get other things to augment that and do that to home can, to freeze-dry stuff, if you've got a freeze-dry machine, I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get into the high gear as best you can. Because if you had 3.5 years of food, that'd be really good, because that's going to be allegedly the greater tribulation, the great tribulation of 3.5 years. Because I think we've already perhaps started, we're already, per Lord Jesus, in the beginning of sorrows. If you read Matthew 24. So now, the Luciferian scumbags and the WEF, the World Evil Forum, all right, they're starting to take it all down. Joe Biden wants to come for you, and they want war, world war, and they want civil war. We want to go with Russia and go against China and all of that. And they're going to probably, I still think they'll probably, they arrested Bannon. Perp walked in with his hands behind his back and cuffed and all that. Oh, those big law enforcement dogs, you walking them through, holding him there. Probably FBI or Attorney General Specialty Chef Games or something. I don't know what they are. But I will say this, they're probably going to do that to Trump because they want you to jump off quick. And there will be a time when we honor the Declaration of Independence and we honor the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. There will come a time And it will not be probably very long, I'm going to tell you. And I'm just going to read from the, you know, that dastardly fellow, Thomas Jefferson, wrote that. But, of course, you can't believe in him anymore. And the University of Virginia he founded wants to get rid of him. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to initiate new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that government long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Now, that's the Declaration of Independence. That's the founding of this country. That's the founding of the law of the land. And we're not going to go down any other road, as far as I'm concerned. But I will tell you what, there's going to be a heck of a lot of people that are probably going to die. You know what I'm saying? They're going to come for you to kill you. They're already starting to destroy the economy, the industrial foundation, all the stuff. And while we're sending all this money to the Ukraine, how many bridges in Ohio or California or Iowa or Mississippi could be rebuilt or refurbished? How many plants, water plants, could have been upgraded in Jackson, Mississippi, or wherever it might be? And you see, water is the next thing. And I'm going to tell you one more time. If you do not have a Berkey water purification system with the black Berkey filters, and I told you you can get them from the Berkey website, the blemished, the slightly blemished ones, and get a discount. But the black Berkey filters will take out the viruses, the bacteria, the protozoans, the cysts, all the different bad juju stuff, the parasites, and at the same time remove 99.9 approximately percent of all chemicals from the water. And I will tell you what, if you do not have the Berkey water purification system and get some extra filters if you can, then do whatever it takes to get that, because you're going to need to purify your water. You're going to need to have storage containers, you know. And I would say, don't get the 55-gallon drums like I got. I would rather have bought a lot more, say, water blocks and 5-gallon containers and that kind of stuff to stack them up rather than the big ones. But whatever you can get it and start to store the water. Start to store the water. All those people in California, you better get with it and understand it. It's going to go bye-bye. It's going to get worse and worse. The people in New York City, you got all kind of, what, arsenic problems in the water supply now. And you remember back at a certain point in time, you had the Muslim terrorists. They were up there walking around the lake, and they caught them. Remember, they were going to put something bad in the water systems, the storage lakes up north of New York City, to come down in the aqueducts and the underground, the tunnels and all the stuff down in New York for water. And then you also got Baltimore. Baltimore, okay? Baltimore, some people say, but it's Baltimore, okay? Baltimore has got problems with E. coli in the water system. And then you got all kind of stuff going on in other places all over the United States where you got water systems that are screwed up or getting gooped up. And I'm going to tell you what. If you've got the Berkey filtration system, you should get, if you don't, you ought to get one as soon as you possibly can before they run out of them or before the U.S. government takes all of that over and gets all of that and ships it. You better get ready to do that. And think about this stuff. It probably is not going to be able to where you're going to be able to run unless you go right now to a bug out spot that's more than, 50 miles away. It's probably not the best time to think about, well, I've got one in the mountains and I'll go, it'll be 500 miles, and we'll get up there in Idaho or, Montana or Colorado, wherever you're going to go. Think about if you're closer to the Ozarks, go there. If you're closer to East Texas, go there. If you're closer to somewhere 50 miles away from your own current house, or if you live in a rural area, or even if you live in a suburban area, whatever, maybe you just got to harden up and then store your water, store your stuff, and get another, 10,000 rounds of ammunition. And a few other firearms so that you can have your family to work with you to prevent somebody from coming and taking away all your food, somebody coming and taking away your water, your vehicle, any gasoline you got stored or any of the different things you have. If you realize that when they go to martial law, you remember during Bush, W. Bush, he activated over 500 different executive orders and presidential decision directives that were extant already. And then after him, Obama altered the stuff. And remember, I've read it to you so many times. But see, the stuff from W is still not deactivated. All right. And you remember I read it to you about Obama's, thing about the Board of Governors? Remember that? New executive order signed by Obama, January 12th, 2010. Effectively creates a structure of military governors for martial law. And I said at the time in a Hawk Talon that Brother Quayle posted Sea Quayle Tom back then, one must read this closely, but when it dawns on you that 10 governors to be appointed by the president will perhaps seem correspond to the 10 FEMA regions. There are 10 FEMA regions in the United States, and there's a capital of each one. I'm in Region 7, and the capital is Kansas City, Missouri. All right? You're going to have to look yours up, FEMA regions. Find out where you're at. Find out where the capital is. And effectively will be under the Secretary of Defense and hence the President in a system of regional military governors over all states. Okay, so this is going to be the martial law is done through that. Remember, I've read to you many times, and even Greg Evenson and I, God bless him, and I'm going to tell you what. Old Brother Greg, he was a good man and something else, and he was exactly what he said he was, you see. Oh, boy, I miss him. But he and I talked about it back then. And it was domestic insurgency in the Declaration of Martial Law. 12 October 2008, that was W. Bush did that. And it basically calls for a suspension of the Constitution, turning control of the government over to FEMA, and appointment of military governors to run state and local governments. You got to understand about this. Some of you don't know this. Back in the 70s and 80s, we were cognizant of it. In the 90s, a lot more people got aware of it. But look up the martial law executive orders. Just type that in as a search engine, and you'll see it. But this thing was brought out by W. Bush in 2008. It's still in extent. It's still extant. And I've read to you from it so many times. All right, and to the law enforcement people who think you're going to be part of the deal, well, you need to go back and read State Department document 7277. State Department publication 7277. This armament series number 5 released September of 61, okay? It's called Freedom from War. And what you'll find out is at the end, initially all the militaries are going to be given in to the United Nations military and structured under that. But at the final portion of it, all that there will be in like a country will be what they have in Russia, which will be the paramilitary, you know, kind of a police force, a state police force, that's all going to be about locking you up, killing you, putting you in concentration camps and all of that. And that they're going to disarm the sheriff's deputies, the sheriffs, the police departments, different agencies will be disarmed. And all of that will be put into these paramilitary militia type things that were going to be run by the government. And that's what's going to be going down, you see. So I'm going to tell you. Food, water purification, firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, or if you can only get one more box for your 38, all right, or one more box of 12-gauge and a double-aught buck or the number 4 buck or whatever it might be, or a box of slugs as well, okay? If it can only be that you get another 50 rounds or 20 rounds or whatever of whatever caliber you shoot, then go ahead and get it. If you can, look at your precise amounts of food and water and the different things you're going to need and go down the list. There are a lot of lists. You've got Dare to Prepare, Holly Drennan Dale's book. You can go also to standdare.com and you can go to Holly's section. She has the old list she used to have before she did her book. You got No Such Thing as Doomsday by Philip Hove. You can probably find a used copy or maybe a new copy out there on Amazon or somewhere like that. You got Emergency Essentials. You got Nitro, NITRO-PAK, Nitro Pack out of Utah. They have a lot of lists. You got all kind of other lists. So I'm going to tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to prepare while you can. And I hope you want to keep old Hawk on the air as long as possible. And to do that, it could be Federal Reserve notes, easiest, a little bit of silver, something like that, a little bit of gold, or a check. Make it out to Hawk, H-A-W-K. That's all you need to put on there, Hawk, H-A-W-K. 3965 West 83rd Street. Number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless all those over the years who helped to keep me on the air. Through the grace of Lord Jesus and then bringing you as the audience. It's just amazing to me, and I love it so, and I think about it all the time. And if I was to go and not be here, then I would tell you what, I'm going to stay here as long as I possibly can. As long as I possibly can. Any prayers for me is good, too. And then you can always reach me an email as well. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And I'll tell you what, we're getting ready to have it all. We're getting ready to have the wars, rumors of wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. We had a 3.8 off the Puget Sound in Washington State this morning, I believe. Now, 3.8, somewhere in that range, is like a quake number. It's a number of a quake that also corresponds sometimes when the factions fight underground or under seabed, and they might use a nuclear tactical device to blow up the other's headquarters or tunnels. And that particular thing is somewhere 3.3 to 3.8 is a signature type of a deal. It depends. It may not be, but it could be. Because off the Puget Sound, you got a lot of naval stuff there, and you got all kind of things going on in Washington State. this is not going to be any kind of a thing, and I would not necessarily assume automatically that we're even going to have midterm elections. You think it's all going to be wonderful, you know, all going to be wonderful and everything, that, oh, boy, the election, and oh, man, the Republicans are going to, I'll tell you what, if you do have elections, Democrats can still steal the election using computers. Allegedly. Reputedly. Oh, man. It looks like the stuff on the street is getting really wild. A man allegedly beheaded a woman in front of her two children on San Carlos on Thursday morning. I guess that's probably in California, but you cannot, because the way they write stories anymore on these things, you can't even tell what state they're in. But somebody beheading a man. Then you've got the guy in Memphis going around and shot four or five people last night. I'm going to tell you what. You should conceal carry if you can, or open carry if you can't. And even if, here's the scenario. Is it better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6? Judged by 12 or carried by 6? I think it's better to be judged by 12, because I'm going to tell you. You can also, in many states, you've got already, Missouri, Kansas, you can carry concealed. Vermont, you always used to be able to do that there. There's some other states. Then you can get another's concealed carry license, which you'll have to go down and do some work, go through a class or two to get that done. But then other states, if you don't have the concealed carry, you can open carry in many states. Put the holster on your hip. But even so, I'm going to tell you what. You got a little Ruger or a little Glock or, a little something smaller. And if you had it in your jacket pocket of your car, I'm going to tell you what. In this day and age, do you want to get killed by some random idiot or MK Ultra subject that's been whipped up into shape? Or do you want them to die in service of their Luciferian little G, okay? Well, I know what my answer is to that. Go well healed. Go well healed. Go well healed, for the old cowboy expression. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the other thing I'm going to tell you, you need to take care and get your kids on the program. And I'm seeing a lot of children and a lot of kids, young adults, teenagers and stuff. I see a lot of people are putting their children into martial arts training. And at the same time, I would tell you, you ought to show them how to shoot a .22 or pellet gun or something, and do a little training on the pistol, shotgun, and rifle, you see, appropriately for their age. But if nothing else, show them how to throw a punch and a snap a kick, you know. Show them how to wrestle and use a little judo or jiu-jitsu and use a hip toss and throw somebody on the ground and wear the head out if they need to be. Because I'm going to tell you, you might go down. Your wife might go down, or your husband might go down, depending on who, you know, what's going on. Because a lot of times, it's the wife that is the prep care queen. The wife is the one that does the prepping and the defense for the home. Well, a lot of guys are out playing golf, you know, hunting the birdie and all that stuff, you know, and the eagles and all the things. And instead of spending $450 on a brand new driver, okay, once you go out and get a $450, Mech 90 or 223 or something like that, or buy it used, or get a shotgun, pump shotgun, and buy some rounds of ammunition. Use your old driver. Anyway, you can get a good driver if you have the money, and a lot of some people do. You get your good driver. Get you a good driver. Yeah, Hood Canal is the Pacific Naval Substation. Puget Sound. Thank you there, my brother. Okay, let me see somebody else something here. New study shows smallpox vaccine ineffective against monkeypox, you see. So that means they got to come up with something new because monkeypox, tweaked monkeypox, could be something they could really let roll, you see. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you something else. The water, the food. I've talked to you about this a lot of times. You can also go and get, and I'm going to tell you, in times of trouble, you're going to need antibiotics and antivirals and all kind of stuff. You can go up to SteveQuetta.com and go to get the best quality colloidal silver that's on the planet, Mezzo Silver. Click on that banner. You can buy it in big jugs, Mezzo Silver. Go to SteveQuetta.com, click on the Mezzo Silver banner. And while you're there as well, sign up for Steve's podcast or his briefings, special briefings, so that you can get all the latest information that he's got and get any books you can, because he's not going to reprint his books because he can get no guarantee on the book ink, paper, or the time to print them, or to, that how they can do it. They will not guarantee when a book can be done, so he's not going to do them. And you see, the Queen is at Balmoral, which is her secret Scottish estate up there where she really loved that. But that repeatedly had deep underground where a lot of stuff happened down in there. And where the eyeballs can come out the way they really are, like a reptilian eye and that kind of stuff. And then you recall that there, Saxe-Coburg Gotha, basically a German, royal family, you see. But then Princess Diana was of the true British royalty, royal family, and they needed her bloodline to intermix with such, you see. To perhaps hold the power of the reptilian. I don't know. But it just seems like the abomination of desolation appeared 2 days later. The Queen dies as the torch being passed. And I'm going to tell you what. Do not get caught watching the paint dry. Do not dilly-dally. Write your small goals, your targets to be done every day about what you can do and what you can't do. And if you've got, you know, a scenario where if you're starting to read all of this stuff, okay, let me see if I can click on this right here real quick. Let's see. Well, Hal Turner had here, the CEO in Europe, this is in, I believe, in Finland, sounds the alarm that heading into a banking crisis, collapse of industry, households, economy is weeks away. Thomas Malinen, the chief executive officer of GNS Economics in Helsinki, Finland, yesterday, Wednesday, said publicly that Europe is heading into a total collapse of business and its currency within weeks. Did you hear that? And he also says, let's see, there's a quote right here. He says, he went further and Malinen warned, I'm telling you people that the situation in Europe is much worse than many understand. We are essentially on the brink of another banking crisis, a collapse of our industrial base and households, and thus on the brink of the collapse of our entire economies. The speed of deterioration is massive now and is only a matter of time when markets catch up. He says, I'm betting that we'll have a few weeks before mayhem truly begins. Take precautionary measures. And he says, stock gets plenty of it, cash, food, water, wood if you have a stove. In other words, to heat your home, other necessities. No harm will come from preparation. If somebody miraculously, we can avoid the offset of any kind of outright economic collapse, you'll just have more cash. And he says there's no meaningful interest in the banks anyway. You might as well keep it at home. Food and water and wood. And this is already, you know, this is a heavyweight advice from a guy in his position. All right? So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, that's one guy right there. I mean, there's more. I mean, there's others that are saying the exact same thing. Exact same thing. Let me see if I've got another one keyed up here. I thought I did earlier. Let's see what I got. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is another Hal Turner from yesterday. War with Russia, war with China, civil war. Congress is literally trying to get this country destroyed because this country is broke and need that, and they need that forgiveness, you see. What they're going to do is say, we're not going to pay anybody we owe. So you got to have the war with the foreign boogeyman, and then you got to kill a bunch of people off. And that's Lucifer's game, you see. Oh, man. Now, I see something here. Thank you, Crazy Horse. At Bullet Safe, that's a trademark, they have bulletproof backpack panels. Level 3A are back in stock for a limited time at $89.97. So if you got backpack panels or for your kids or for yourself, you can order them up there at 3A. If you can get any kind of body armor, and I bought, unfortunately, years ago, I bought Level 4 that was brand new, that came out of the, the Balkans, out of Croatia and Serbia and all that kind of stuff, brand new, German-made. But it had been the Croatians had it, and then they sold it off at some point in time. And it never been used. I was fortunate enough to get that. Get any kind of stuff you can get. You can go up to Sporting, Gary Olin's site, Sporting, whatever it is, Sporting Goods, Sporting Time. Can't think of it right now. You can go to that, you can look at that, and see if you can find some of that. And at the same time, if you've got all your food and preps and all of that, and your water and your ammo and your medical supplies, and when I say medical supplies, you got to have a whole lot of it. You got to have a whole lot of bandaging, so you can blood soaker bandages. You got to have the stuff that will clot the blood clot stuff that the agents they use in the battlefields today. You got to have all of your different medications if you can get an X-ray. You got to have all of the different band-aids, bandages. I'll tell you what, you better get at least 4 or 5 or 6 brand new ACE bandages with the clips. You get the ones that go around your, put them around your knees or put them around your ankle or your arm or your shoulder or whatever. And at Brother Quayle's site, you can see that gold is down to $1,709.90. Silver is at $1,854 and platinum is at $882. If you want to obtain some gold or silver or platinum, call them up. Get in touch with Steve Quayle at his office. You see what I'm saying? 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Talk to Steve or his manager, Daryl, or Tyler, his son, and you get what you need. And while you're there, get some extra books. Sign up for Steve's special briefings and podcasts. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the Wild Weasel is already running. And then we've got all the railroad unions. I was told that a few weeks ago, that they were about 95-96% sure of all the unions to strike here coming up very quickly, possibly by the 15th of this month. And when the railroads go down, you're not going to see stuff move. Then if you got anything coming, a lot of it coming in from the ports, it moves by rail because they use the containers, put them on the rail lines if you don't have any of that rolling. And then I'm going to tell you, you got your plane pilots striking, and I would not be surprised to see trucks at some point in time Teamsters and different people possibly strike in some kind of an action that is in sympathy with the rail lines or the pilots. So pretty soon you're not going to have anything. You better go get it while you can. You better go get it while you can. If you've got a lot of money in the bank or in the stock market, you know, whatever, before the stock market totally crashes, you might want to think about removing some of that out, putting it into cash, gold, silver. If you got IRAs, you can change them over to a gold or silver or whatever precious metal IRA that you get to keep in your own safe and it still is in the IRA. You can find out about that, too. All right. Brother Quest people can tell you where to do that at. I think they've got some different people. You know, or you can look up for yourself. Do the things while you can do them still right now, because I'm going to tell you what. The Queen's passing. There's going to be a power structure is changing. There's a vacuum. You got, it looks like maybe the new Abomination Desolation is still interviewing for the AC job. For the little A, big C job. The Antichrist job. Still probably interviewing. It may or may not be him. But it just seems real interesting that it pops up at this time, doesn't it? Oh, let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide those out there with medical miracles. Those who have the cancer. Those who have all kind of different ailments with the heart or what have you. Or with strokes. Those of you out there who have got limbs removed and that type of thing. Oh, let me tell you what. May Lord Jesus provide you medical miracles. May he remove the cancer from you. May he remove this illness from you. And restore you back to full health. Because I'm going to tell you what. You're going to need to be strong and you're not going to be able and ready to go. Don't go into that loose band knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. For your Bill of Rights. For your home. Your business. To protect your food and water. Mighty men and women of honor, use your hot technology to strike blows from high above against the enemies of Jesus. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And Mickey Lapua, you're the best back test. Whether it be on the optics and the 338. And they don't want you hand-to-hand because you'll end it quick. Road and track and little L. Do your studies at the same time. Have your daddy show you how to hold the 22. And learn your sword and Muay Thai and your bow staff really well. You are the future. God bless you all. And may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Go out and prepare tonight.